Hi, my name is Randy. Reaching out. This
Hey,
is the
Randy.
Depot Purveyor. Hi, how are you? Sorry.
Good, good, good. I'm sorry about that. This is Joseph. I got a Miss Candace Lewis. Last name is Lewis. Best phone number 803-457-0122. She's a new claimant for Depot.
Oh, you could put her on. I'll talk to her for sure. Thank
I'm
you.
Miss Lewis. They'll take you from here. Thank you so much. And have a great day, Miss Lewis.
You too.
Thank you.
Hi, Miss Lewis. How are you today?
I'm all right.
My name is Randy Reese. Miss Lewis, it is Reese like the peanut butter cups if you have any trouble remembering my name. That actually helps. It helps, okay?
Okay.
I understand you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera claim.
Yes.
Let me see if I can help you with that, okay, young lady?
Okay.
Now, this is a recorded line. As I mentioned, my name is Randy Reese, and so I am going to be asking you some proprietary information from you. But as long as you know it's a recorded line, this is for quality assurance purposes. So, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the depo suit? You did just tell me, so that's a yes, correct?
Yes.
And ma'am, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, sir.
And ma'am, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter? But most importantly, Candace, you've not signed documents with another law firm. Are you willing to affirm that?
Yes, I'm willing.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, young lady?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And ma'am, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least a year?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Was the meningioma of the brain or the spine, poor thing? Do you remember?
A brain.
Okay. And what was your date of diagnosis, the best you can remember, ma'am?
Okay. June 12th, 2016.
Thank you, ma'am. So I have June 12th, 2016. So sorry
Yes.
too. It's that's always the
Yeah.
toughest question when I ask that one.
Yeah, I don't like to remember wrong.
I know, ma'am. We'll do our best for you on this. Now, young lady, Candace, what is your date of birth?
September 5th, 1988.
My father's is the fourth. And
Yeah, it's Virgo.
yes, ma'am. And by the way, before we get off the line here, I am going to text you my contact information. If you have any follow-up questions or anything that you want to ask me, even after we've got the claim going, that's more than fine. And I also wanted to tell you that if you wanted to pass my name and number on to anyone else, you can feel free to do so, okay?
Okay, I will.
Okay. And that's just letting you know that. We would never ask you for anyone's name or phone number, ma'am. Okay.
Okay.
That's not how we roll. Now, did you consume the brand name contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And as far as you know, it was the Depo Provera, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so, and again, it was the Depo. It wasn't the generic or a different one, correct?
No, it was the devil.
Thank you, ma'am. Did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year, Candace?
Yes.
And can you confirm that within any one of those years that you used the Depo, you got at least 4 injections prior to getting meningioma?
Oh, yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 and the present date?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And approximately, and I know this one might be a little tough, and I can help you if we need to. When did you start using the Depo? To the best of your memory, Candace.
Oh, I was so.
Well,
I
let me
want to say if well,
go
I
ahead.
want to say I think it's February 2010.
Okay. Do you think that would have been like right before Valentine's Day, perhaps?
It might have been, but I know it's definitely. I want to say definitely in February 2010.
Okay. Thank you. So we'll just, how about February 10th of 2010? Does that work for you? Because this could be approximate on that.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. And then, ma'am, when did you stop using Depo? And
Oh
that.
yeah, I started having a problem with, I started having a problem I think May 2016.
Okay. So right before you went to the doctor.
Yes.
Okay. Poor thing. Okay, so I put May 1st, 2016. That's approximate. Is that acceptable?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. And then I have meningioma. Please confirm your gender for me, ma'am.
Female.
And then for your, thank you. And then I, men can't participate. I'm joking, but you know that. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Candace, I have CANDACE. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then for your last name, I have LEWIS. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And ma'am, for your email address, I have lewis.candace@yahoo.com.
That's correct.
And ma'am, what is your social security number?
247-77-8147.
Thank you, ma'am. I have 247-77-8147, correct?
Yes.
And then for your mobile phone, 803-457-0122, is that correct?
That's correct.
And then do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email, Ms. Lewis?
It's either. Either
okay.
Or.
Thank you for that. And do you have a particular time of the day you prefer to be contacted?
It don't matter, whenever.
Thank you again.
Whenever's good.
And ma'am, what is your address, please? Excuse me.
It's 230 Heartbeat, like a heartbeat. Let me know you got that.
Heartbeat.
Yes.
Got it.
Lane, L-A-N-E.
Yes, ma'am.
And then it's going to be Wedgefield, Wedgefield.
Oh, thank you. It's actually making me type that on Google. That's interesting. I like this. Okay. Okay, Wedgefield. That's in Sumter County, South Carolina, 29168.
Well, it's actually Wedgefield, but it's got its own.
Right, Wedgefield.
It's called Wedgefield. Yes.
No apartment or anything on that, correct?
No, no.
Okay, thank you. And when you got the depo, was it administered by a doctor or medical staff?
A doctor.
Okay, and how many times were you injected, do you think, with the product? Well, and you can think about it like this. How many years did you use it?
I was taking it for about 6 years.
And then did you get it four times a year?
No, I got it once. I'm going to say once every 3. I think it, let me add it up. Once every 3 months. I'm thinking around 25 shots.
Okay. And then do you remember the name of the doctor or medical staff member that gave you the depo, or do you remember the facility number name?
Yeah, it's Dr. Elwood DeBose, my primary doctor.
Hold on. Dr. Elwood?
Yes. Elwood, E-D. Oh, you got
that
part.
Go ahead.
Okay. DeBose.
Okay. I'm going to put Elwood. Sorry. I know. I do that. Elwood. And then it's DeBose, correct?
Yes.
You can spell that if you want.
Okay. D-U-B-O-S-E.
OSE. Thank you for that. And where was that at?
At his doctor's office.
Okay, let me find that. Bear with me here, please. Dr.
Okay.
Elwood DeBose. Got him.
Okay.
I think so. Do you know the name of the facility?
It's E. DeBose.
Oh, E. DeBose. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, it's called E. DeBose.
Okay.
I think it's on Church Street.
I did found it, actually. It is on Church Street. So thank you. Yes. You are correct, young lady. I got their phone number and everything. Thank you. Right as you said that, it popped up. 803-773-4411. Okay, Edward. And then let's see. Okay, let's see if we got his address. You know, I'm just copying all this off the internet, but you'd already given it to me on church, so thank you for that. Okay. And he does have he's got good reviews, by the way.
Yeah, he's a pretty good doctor.
Good. Good to hear that. Now, when you got diagnosed with a meningioma, did you get a CT scan, MRI, or both?
I got both.
Okay. And was that still Dr. DeBose that was helping you with that, or did you see someone else? Do you remember?
I think it was Dr. Britt C. Gunner who diagnosed me.
Okay, Gunner was the last name?
Gunner, G-U-N-T-E-R.
Gunter, okay.
And yeah, he didn't diagnose me.
Okay, hang on, let me find him. Dr. Gunter, and where was he at?
He in Columbia. Hold on, I have to try to see if I can.
I'll find it.
He's in okay.
I hope. If I can't, I'll tell you. Columbia, South Carolina. Oh, he's a neurosurgeon. I found him. Is it Christopher or Brett? Do you know?
Brett,
okay.
It's Brett.
And I've got him actually in two locations in West Columbia. He's also got good reviews. Well, that's common for these guys. So we've got his name, though. Thank you for that. And then, where did you see Dr. Guntner at? Did you see him at his office or did you go to a hospital?
No, I saw him at his office.
Okay. Got that too then. Okay. Was that on 114 Gateway? In Columbia?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, got that. Got the facility name. Everything is right here, so just bear with me while I copy-paste it. Thank you for your patience. Maybe give me the phone number, 803-365-8640. Thank you. And doctor, he's a neurosurgeon. Now, Candace, prior to you getting the meningioma, did you ever have any cancer diagnosis?
No, I didn't have none before, no.
Thank you, ma'am. And what type of treatment did you receive for the meningioma? Do you remember? Did they give you any radiation?
Yes. Yes, I have radiation.
Was there any surgery as well?
Yes.
Okay. And was that done by Dr. Brett Guntner?
No.
Who would have that been?
That was done by Joshua D. Lawson.
Joshua D. Lawson. Lawson?
Yes.
Okay, let me find him. Now, you didn't go to Tennessee for that, right? He's in Lexington. There's another one. There's another one in Tennessee. I found him, though. And there we go. And he's an oncologist. And did you see him at Lexington Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And again, thank you for your patience, young lady. It's just copying and pasting. But everything's here, so I appreciate your patience because I think you're going to have a claim here in a second.
Okay.
Just get the address, and then we're going to be all set with that. back. Okay, and that's on Sunset Boulevard in West Columbia. You do live in a beautiful part of the world, I'll tell you that. It's very green. Okay. Now, who is your prescribing doctor for any medications that you may have gotten, including if you know who gave you the Depo? Was that going back? Was that Dr. DeBose?
Yes, that's him.
Okay. Let me copy and paste that information from up on the top. Thank you. Think they could keep these just a little bit closer together. That's okay. It all makes sense for a reason. And when you did get those, they had the Depo there. You didn't have to go to like Walmart or anything and get it, correct?
No.
Yeah. Believe it or not, there's a few ladies that did have to go get the Depo and then take it to their facility and get their injection. Not too many did that happen to, though, but that'd be kind of tough, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm still just copying and pasting. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. And again, they had everything there at DuBose's office. Do you ever go to like Walgreens or anything like that to get any prescriptions filled?
I'll go to Walmart.
Oh, you go to Walmart. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You go to the one near your house?
Yes.
Okay. In Lexington. Actually, I found Walmart to be cheaper than Walgreens, to be honest with you.
It is.
I know. And nobody can say they don't shop at Walmart. I don't care if they try to say they do. Everybody does, okay? So, especially with Christmas coming up. Okay. Now, did you ever get hospitalized, or was that done on an outpatient basis?
No, I was,
You were in the hospital for the meningioma?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you remember the dates that you were hospitalized, approximately? And I can tell you, I could go back and tell you that they probably were shortly after your diagnosis date. If that helps jog your memory.
I know it was 7 to 8 days.
You were in the hospital for 78 days?
No, 7 to 8 days.
Oh, 7 to 8 days. Oh, I was going to say, oh, you poor thing. Oh, my God.
Okay. No,
now, how about this? Did they take you into the hospital shortly after your diagnosis, like within a week, 2 weeks? Do you remember that? The same month?
Yes, it was same month.
Okay, so we'll just put June of 2000.
Yeah, it was. I know it was. I know it was June.
Okay.
I know it was June. Yeah, it definitely was June.
Okay, thank you. Let me go back up and just double check everything here. We're just about done, young lady.
You say seven? No, I didn't say 7 to 8.
I know that's forever. Okay, so you went in approximately June. You stopped using the Depo in May. You got your diagnosis. Let me go back to that. You got your diagnosis in June, and then shortly thereafter. So what I put there, and this hopefully is accurate, you tell me, what I put for the dates that you were in the hospital, you were in there from June 30th approximately till about July 7th. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's about right.
Of 2016, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, and then how are you doing now?
I'm okay. I'm recovered now.
Okay. Recovered. Do you have any stress, anxiety, anything like that?
Yeah, I just really hate to think about it.
Okay. Thank you. I'm gonna put that.
You just try to put some things past you, just put it past you, and just live life like there's no tomorrow.
I know that. You do good too. You just tell by this conversation, so thank you. All right. Now, can you confirm for me that your medical records do exist in the event that the attorneys can't get them, you will assist and get them for us and send it to us, like either via mail or electronically?
Yes.
Okay. And the last question is, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for you and your loved ones. Typically, Candace, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This would ensure that we can continue your case without any disruptions. We found it necessary. So if you could just give me the first name of somebody that we may contact and just say, hey, we're trying to get a hold of Ms. Lewis in the event that we can't. First name, phone number, who they are, and I'll put your email and address for that.
Henry Prelo.
Henry?
Yes.
Okay. And what's Henry's phone number?
803.
Okay.
494.
Okay.
2311.
2311. Thank you. And is he your friend? Who's Henry?
That's my grandfather.
Oh, your grandpa. Okay. That's sweet. All right. And make sure that in the event that you're not available, that Henry would be able to access your email as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Let me go back up and copy that. And again, that's lewis.candace@yahoo.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
Oh, no, I don't think I did.
I'm going to teach you how to do it then. And you'll be able to tell people you know how to sign documents electronically. And that is 230 Heartbeat Lane in Wedgefield, South Carolina, correct? Wedgefield, South Carolina.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, that's the last thing I had to copy. Let me just make sure I didn't miss anything here. And you're on a mobile phone now, correct?
Yes.
Okay, let me just look this over. And you did tell me that the meningioma, was that in your brain? I believe you told me that, correct?
Yes, a brain tumor.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I asked that question somehow. I didn't click it before. Let me see what else I got. The button was having trouble. Hey, could you guys – I'm having trouble clicking on the brain. Hold on 1 second here, Candace.
Okay.
Thank you. Miss Owens? Miss Lewis, I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is me.
I thought of Candace Owens. Do you know who that is?
No.
She's real popular. That was a big compliment there. So I just have to update your document here a little bit, but you do have a claim. So I'm going to be texting you some information, but in a second here, I'm going to ask you to, that's the change. I gotcha. Okay. And I got somebody helping me here who's much faster at it than me.
Okay.
So just bear with me. And then, so what's going to happen here is that as soon as we get these documents signed, a copy of it will get deposited into the email that you gave me. And then from there, usually within 24 hours or so, but it's Christmas. That's why I say usually, the okay. attorney, will, they'll reach out to you and make an introductory call. So just bear with me. We're almost set here.
Okay.
2/10/2010,
0/5/01/2016. Just confirm all the time. Just go through it again after I do it all.
Okay.
Just because I don't want to make mistakes.
That probably makes sense. And I've already confirmed it. CANDACELEWIS. And I don't like to say that over the air too many times either. That's your social we're referring to, Candace.
Okay.
Hey, I wish it would have updated for you.
Yeah, that update happened like right when I was in the middle of doing this, I guess.
Not an apartment or anything?
No apartment. No, we're good. Oh, but you have to put the city in. Google doesn't catch that for some reason. Yep. Now on continuing moving forward after it'll be fine after Miss Lewis here, then fine. Are you good on computers, Miss Lewis?
Yes.
Good. Okay, then you'll have no problem with this. You'll probably be helping me here by the time we're done, okay? Trust me. And I do, again, do appreciate your patience. Are you ready for Christmas, young lady?
Yes, I'm ready.
No, look at you. Now I'm getting jealous, okay? And your grandpa, I noticed that your grandpa's still around. You're blessed.
Yes.
I miss my grandparents. I do.
Yeah, both sides of my grandparents still alive.
Oh, you are so fortunate. You really are.
Mm-hmm. The contest is until next week.
Thank you. I appreciate you doing that. Oh, I'm going to go over it with her right now. Thank you for your patience, Ms. Lewis. Now, I normally wouldn't have to do this again, but since I got a little help here. What'd you tell me, Jeremy? Yeah, no, I do. I want to make sure her claim is correct. So just, I'm so sorry. Just do you mind if I just go back to the top real quick? And what I'm going to be confirming with you is just the diagnosis date 6/12/2016, your date of birth 9/5/1988. Yes, you used the depot. Stop me when you hear anything incorrect. Didn't use the generic. You did use the depot for at least 1 year. You did confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to getting the meningioma. You did confirm that you used depot between January 1st, 1992 and the present date. Usage date approximately February 10th of 2010. Stop date approximately May 1st of 2016. So far, so good?
Yes.
And then meningioma, you are female, Candace Lewis. Got your email, 803-457-0122, 230 Heartbeat Lane, Wedgefield, South Carolina. Dr. DuBose, Dr. Guntner, Dr. Lawson, Dr. DuBose again. Yes, you were hospitalized approximately June 30th through July 7th of 2016. You have recovered. You don't like to think about it. Got a little anxiety there, and I don't blame you one bit, young lady. Henry's your grandpa. Okay. Let's just make sure. Hold on. Oh, Miss Lewis, are you? What's your current marital status?
Single.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. I'm getting ready to send it to you now. And do you have me on speakerphone or anything? Because you might want to put me on speaker.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh. I just put you on there.
Okay, perfect. So it's spinning on my end. I'm sending you a text message as we speak. I'll let you know. You should have it right now.
Yes, I have it.
Okay, go ahead and click. Now, you're good with computers, but really what you got to do is click on that link. The first thing it's going to ask you to do is agree to receive information from me electronically. Then once you've done that, everything you're going to want to do is going to be in the yellow. So you're just going to click continue, and it will ask you to make a signature in one of those boxes. Pretty self-explanatory, and you'll hit adopt and sign after you make a signature in there. I kind of went out of order on that, so if you need any help, tell me. You're already in it. See, I knew this would happen. It took you longer to tell you than it did for you to do it. And I'm sending you another text message. That's the name of the attorneys. This is going to be, you don't have to interrupt yourself from doing that, but this will be... Okay. The guys that are representing you. So in addition to me, you now have an attorney that represents you in this matter. And if you have any additional questions concerning the case, settlement amounts, anything like that, you are more than welcome to speak with them. They are going to be giving you a call to introduce themselves. If they don't get you, Ms. Lewis, they'll leave a voice message. And again, I do want to thank you for participating in the suit. I'm so, so sorry what happened to you. But let's try to get you a little justice for this. So if there's, you know, anything we can do to make Big Pharma, you know, stop doing things like this, this is what you're doing by participating. So I do appreciate that. Do you have any questions?
Yes, sir. No, sir.
Okay. If there's anything else that I missed or anything, if I need something, I will reach back out to you. Other than that, just wait to hear from your attorneys and have a very, very blessed holiday and enjoy them grandparents, young lady.
I will. You too. You do the same.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a blessed day too as well, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.